my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa.
Saturday Light Brigade, and that is David Grisman, and I'm my own grandpa, and along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, Tube City, online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own streaming player, plus that of TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our unique listen by phone number at 631-359-8728. Saturday Light Brigade, that's Daly and Vincent with Let It Snow. We're glad you are with us this morning, and it's just nice to be able to keep you company today, and to have you keeping us company too. The Sound Hound is here. And momentarily, the Sound Hound is going to offer a sound for you to identify. Sand Hill upbeat. Ready to do so. And mere moments. The Soundhound slept inside last night. He's staying inside again tonight. It's not really that special. He sleeps in every night.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to 2026 6x6, an art show of community-made pieces limited to a 6x6-inch canvas. The 2026 6x6 art show will open on February 6th at Assemble, located at 4824 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. All proceeds will benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth. More information on the 2026 6x6 art show is available at assemblepgh.org/6x6.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
Ah, there he is. Coming in with his usual flair. Let me get the sound from him. Got it. Boy, that was not as hard as it often is. And since he's done so well, here you go. We'll give the Soundhound a little bit of his special Soundhound food. And in just moments, we'll hear the sound that the Soundhound found for us today. In fact, are you ready? You got your snack? Excellent. See if you can identify this sound from the Soundhound. One more time. Think you know?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Too many of you cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. That's right. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know that we've got to find a way to bring some love in here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. See what's going on,
Saturday Light Brigade, Allison Brown, along with Keb Moe. Our lines are open again if you had trouble getting through. 412-200-5975. 1-888-752-7234. That's 1-888-SLB-RADIO. And before I utter another word, we are not looking for an electric razor. We've had quite a few guesses of electric razor. I'm going to play you a little bit more of the sound. Here we go. Ricky was looking quite curiously. She, you know the answer, though. 412-200-5975. So it's a, let's see, it's not an electric shaver or can opener. Jack just thought it might be a can opener. Oh, Kathy thought it could be an electric carving knife. John has a guess of a Dremel tool. Caden thinks it could be a chainsaw, an electric chainsaw. And Annie, Caden's mom, thinks it might be, oh, very good, that thing you use to shave pills of fabric off of sweaters, a depiller. Ricky has one of those depillers. Let's see, Otis and Larkin think that it's an electric saw, and Drew thinks it sounds like a barber shop working on. John and Carrick has a guess of scroll saw. Barb and Oakmont has a guess of hedge clippers. Not hedge clippers. And Drew also has a guess of a hand frother. Christopher in Monroeville says maybe it's a hand engraver, like an engraving tool. He also thought it could be electric clippers to get a haircut. Jeff in Maine has a guess of a planer in a carpentry shop. Jim or Rich in Edinburgh says an electric snow shovel. These are all such great guesses. I may have to give you a hint. Tommy has a vibrating massager. Aline in Saco, Maine says it sounds like a weed eater. And let's see, have I missed any yet? The texts start to come in on top of each other. Kathy and Jack, oh, what a good guess. A tattoo gun, the tool you use to make a tattoo, or a model plane flying. Those are great guesses. A weed whacker is a guest by Patrick in South Park. Yeah. Larry in Elwood City has an electric shaver. And I think I've mentioned them all. Dust Bowl Jack thought it might be a weed whacker. He has minus 2 degrees where he is in Liberty Borough right now. Carla also checked in with some guesses. And I'm glad the puzzle is actually solvable. I will admit that this clue, it is ambiguous. I thought that pulsating action gave it away a little bit. Did that help you at all to hear that bit of pulsating action? Oh, there's that sound again. It can only mean one thing. Somebody's about to go on the air.
Reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
Where am I?
And we say hello to Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. You're the only one that came up with the answer, to my knowledge, at least, that's checked in. Was this your first guess, or did it take a while?
No, it was not my first guess.
Well, you got it, so congratulations.
Yeah.
What is it that we're looking for?
An electric toothbrush.
Exactly, an electric toothbrush. And in our second sample, you could kind of hear the end result of its use.
Yeah, you rinsing it off with water.
Yes. But that's it, the electric toothbrush. Now, there are some that make more of a sonic, almost ultrasonic kind of noise. Thought of using that, but that's the kind of electric toothbrush that the one we featured, that's usually disposable, and it is kind of like all the other tools that were guessed. So I can see why that was such a tough one.
Oh, yeah, I had multiple guesses.
Yeah, well done. Do you have any plans for the weekend and all of the challenges it apparently is going to present?
Stay warm, stay in the house, and hopefully get to fire up my snowblower and use it.
Ah, you know, I don't think the fact that I don't know whether we have one or not means we don't have one. I think my dad had one, and it might be in our garage, but I have not fired it up, so
yeah,
we'll need to
I have just a little electric one.
Yeah, it's good to have those.
What little bit we have, it does just fine.
Well, stay warm, and congratulations for coming up with the electric toothbrush.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
You too. Jim Vaglia checked in, and he had a guess of model plane, also a guess of chainsaw. And I saw that Carla had a guess of a drain snake. Charlie thought it could be a weed whacker, a string trimmer. Jesse also had zip ties, string tripper, a retractable cord on a vacuum cleaner. Brian thought it could be barber shop shears or a snow blower. think I've acknowledged everybody who played along this morning. If you knew that we were looking for an electric toothbrush, Saturday Light Brigade charge is what you just earned. And we appreciate your guessing. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge is coming up in about 15 minutes.
Yes, yeah, so this is a title song from our legendary non-existent children's album.
Mom, come see what we found in the alley. It's got shaggy fur with green scales underneath. Mom, can I keep it upstairs in my bedroom? It likes me, Mom, and that's good, cause it's got teeth. Mom, I believe this weird creature is lonely. It's got big brown eyes and long claws on its feet. And I don't think it's ever had a collar. Can we feed it, Mom? We should, cause it's got teeth.
I think he's really sweet with his big old yellow teeth. I don't know how he ever got so tall. Can I keep him upstairs? He won't shed too much hair.
He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall. Mom, I believe this thing would eat my spinach. If it's okay with you, I'll name him Pete. I know he will keep us safe from burglars. Not only can he roar, but he's got teeth.
Yeah, I think he's really sweet with his big old yellow teeth. I don't know how he ever got so tall. Can I keep him upstairs? He won't shed too much hair.
He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall. Show and tell's tomorrow, can I take him? I know he'll let me ride him down the street.
Yeah!
Kids at school would say he's really awesome, because he likes me and also he's got teeth.
I think he's really sweet with his big old yellow teeth. I don't know how he ever got so tall. Can I keep him upstairs? He won't shed too much hair.
He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall. Let's do that again.
Yeah, I think he's really sweet with his big old yellow teeth. I don't know how he ever got so tall. Can I keep him upstairs? He won't shed too much hair.
He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall. He can sleep in the closet with his feet out in the hall.
When you wake up in the morning and it's 12:45, you want to have a little fun. You brush your teeth. You brush your teeth. When you wake up in the morning and it's 12:45, you don't know what you should do. You brush your teeth. You brush your teeth. When you wake up in the morning and it's 2:45, you want the biggest smile for me. You brush your teeth. You brush your teeth. When you wake up in the morning and it's 3:45, you hear a great big knock on the door. You brush your teeth. You brush your teeth. When you wake up in the morning and it's 4:45, you're so happy to be alive. You brush your teeth. You brush your teeth. You brush your teeth. You brush your teeth.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Kathy Fink, and you brush your teeth. Congratulations. If you came up with the sound of the electric toothbrush. Here it is again. That was a tough one because it could have been so many different things, including a sheep shearing tool, as guessed by Kathy and Jack. Tommy mentioned the brand of his toothbrush, which is the ultrasonic variety, I believe, and that does have a much higher pitched sound if it's the one I think it is. Trish in Cook Forest got the correct answer, along with Jesse. Well done, Trish. Rich in Edinburgh thought it might be a drone. And he should know, he has 13 of them. Wow. That's a fleet. I think I mentioned Aline at a guess of immersion blender. Annie in Eastern PA did guess electric toothbrush, as did Richard on the north side. Some of these text messages were a little delayed. A whole bunch just came in. John and Addie in East Deer also had electric toothbrush. Drew also had a guess of a small drone. Lucy in Slippery Rock had a guess of an electric drill. I suspect Lucy is listening with Nicole. I'm glad you're here with us. Jim in Blackridge, much like Carla, thought it could be an electric drain auger. A couple guesses of an electric sander. And I think I've now acknowledged all of the guesses that have come in. Oh, here's one from Rick in Highland Park I missed, wanting to know if it's an SLB Pittsburgh Sunday morning snowblower. I wish it were. Kathy Fink did the song Brush Your Teeth along with sorry, I'll tell you why I'm laughing in a minute. Rich, it's your text message that is making me laugh. Carrie was writing that she used to sing the song Brush Your Teeth that you heard Kathy Fink do a moment ago when she worked with toddlers and preschoolers. You know, when you wake up in the morning, brush your teeth. I did want to acknowledge that It's Got Teeth was by our pals Mustard Retreat, and that was from their November 17th, 2018 performance live on the radio. Now, when Rich wrote with his guess of drone, he wrote drone, currently dash 13 here, which I took to mean drone. Currently, I have 13 drones. And I have to admit, I was thinking, I wonder what you'd be doing with 13 drones. But what Rich was really trying to communicate, and what any person on the other end, like me, would have undoubtedly figured out, was he meant it was minus 13 degrees where he is right now in Edinburgh. So not 13 drones, but 13 degrees below zero. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Said rain, but I know snow when I see it. Always nice to have a little snow at Christmas. Helps you keep believing, keep on believing. Four in the morning and all through the house, somebody's stirring, it's not a mouse. Looks like he caught me helping Santa with his bike. He had to hurry on his way, cause he's a busy man tonight. Snow is falling, they said rain, but I know snow when I see it. Our yard looks like a birthday cake, can you believe it? But I believe it, and I believe I can put this bike together. Even though Santa left instructions in Japanese, hand me the pliers and the socket wrench. With a little time and a few kind words, part A will fit into part B. I told Santa you were sorry about the syrup on the cat. Said your grades were getting better. He was happy about that. He's understanding and forgiving, and he put the coal away. You'll be glad to hear you won't be getting any no coal today. How about some breakfast? Are you thirsty? I know you'd rather open presents, but we gotta wrap them first. No one knows it's snowing and everyone's asleep. Let's wait for them to wake up and see how happy they will be. Snow is falling, they said rain. Snow is falling, they said rain.
The Saturday Light Brigade with trout fishing in America. Welcome, Brigadier, welcome to this segment of the Saturday Light Brigade. We have a number of special birthdays to celebrate. And we'll do so as we approach the top of the hour. And we have our Afterthoughts puzzle coming up in just about 60 seconds. Okay, the sound hound pointed out that we never gave him any water. There you go. You can just stop. Oh, you think that was asking politely? I suppose it was, but thank you.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City Schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn in every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2025 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools. offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-plus schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
We are live today in the studio, January 24th, 2026. Aside from mentioning a few temperatures and things people are doing to prepare for the snowfall we're expecting, I haven't been talking about it too much. You might say we've delegated all the forecasting to those media sources around us who are doing quite a bit of that. Right now, it appears as though the snowfall will not begin until late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. And most forecasters are saying by Monday, about a foot will be added. That's as of this particular point. I think the most important thing is check with people who you know might need to be checked on to make sure they're warm and they have enough to eat. And also consider changing your plans if you were going to be going out. Either consider changing your plans on your own or checking to see if it's appropriate to change your plans because the event you planned on going to has been canceled. It's so easy to do that if you have internet access or just by making a call. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our After Thoughts puzzle. What one word follows these three? Pockets, butter, and pen. One word follows those three. Pockets, butter, and pen. Do you think you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
This is a song about the Julia Bell Swain. Julia Bell Swain is a mighty fine boat. Got a mighty fine captain too. Got a big red wheel that goes around and around, and a bunch of old hippies for a crew. Well, I can't stay here, well, I gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'm gonna hit my banjo and put it on my back when the Julia Bell comes down. When the Julia Bell comes down. When the Julia Bell comes to Peoria, you know that summer's here. And up on the Illinois River, that's the very best time of the year. Those steamboat days in August, like a hazy, lazy dream. I want to be at the foot of Main Street when the Julia Bell raises steam. When the Julia Bell raises steam. Well, Dennison, Moon, and Bob Burnett, and Doc, and Maury, too. All one big steamboat family, the Julia Bell steamboat crew. Me, I tell you, we gotta get away. I'm Chattanooga, Tennessee bound. I'm gonna get my banjo and put it on my back when the Julia Bell comes down. When the Julia Bell comes down.
the Tula Bell swaying is a women's lib boat. The first I ever knew, I got girls in the pilot house and girls on deck and a lady in the engine room. Now Donna, she's got her license, and Cindy's learning to steer. And little Julie keeps Moon out of trouble by wandering off everywhere, by wandering off everywhere. When the Julie Bell gets in a steamboat race, she's a mighty hard boat to beat. She raced the Belle of Louisville and she beat the Delta Queen. She don't need no help to get her turned around. She'll come right around on a dime. And after the race, she heads up the river because the Julie Bell still got time. Because the Julie Bell still got time. I sure do love the Tennessee River, the Ohio, and the Illinois. And I love the old Mississippi River. It's a good old place for a boy. Just to step on board a steamboat, ride all the way to the sea. Where else but a muddy old river would a person want to be? Would a person want to be? Come up the river the other night, darker than the inside of a cow. Ain't nothing like a crooked old river, straighten my head right out. Now love my love, she's prettiest to be in love to take her down. Cause pretty ladies really like to ride when the Julie Bell comes down. When the Julie Bell comes down.
John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade. We have another song written by John Hartford coming up in a moment. We are looking for the one word that naturally comes after pocket, butter, and pen. You could also add utility to that list of clues. That's a clue suggested by Gail in Stanton Heights that got the correct answer. Tommy and Virginia got the answer right too. And added a number of clues. John and Addie in East Deer got the correct answer. They also knew electric toothbrush earlier. I don't think I mentioned them. Karen and Kaiser got the correct answer. And Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania also has got it. And Mike in Brighton Heights, good morning. He just got the correct answer. Patrick in Stanton Heights just got it as well. Mike suggests an additional clue. Could be butterfly. John in economy just got the correct answer. Utility helped him. John in Carrick came up with it, so did Rich in Edinburgh. And Mike in Huntsville, Alabama reports that Jaylene came up with the correct answer. Thank you. And Ricky tells me that we have a correct answer about to join us on the radio. This has been weird every time somebody wants to join us on the radio. This strange on the radio music
about to go on the air, reaching out to our
comes out of nowhere,
secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
Where am I?
You're on the radio. You're on the
indeed,
radio.
Indeed, you are about to be. Good morning. It's
I'm being serenaded is
yes.
What I'm being.
Good
morning, Mary. Jim here.
Good morning. It's cold, isn't it? But probably not too cold to stop you from anything, is my guess.
I believe Jack Bogut used to say it's a brass monkey alert.
Yes, he did. One of the many things he did. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's we've had reports of minus 13 in Edinburgh this morning, which is, you can tell the difference between minus 13 and zero. You really can.
Oh, my Lord, yes. Yeah, you could, we let the dogs out, and basically they're more than ready to come back in.
I'll bet, yeah. Our cats don't go outside, but we have a screened-in back porch, which would be called a three-season room by some, but the cats still like to go out there in the winter, even though it's not heated. Not so much these days, but the deer are still in our backyard, kind of hanging out. It's probably a wee bit warmer in our yard than it would be in the woods. But the cats like to watch the deer, and that's their best watching spot. They can't quite figure out what kind of cats they are, and the deer are looking at the cats trying to figure out what kind of deer are these that live inside of this enclosure and that are about 1/50th of the size of us. It's fun to try to imagine what they're thinking.
Yeah, we had a couple of deer. Oh, this is a few months back, but just walking up the street, they were like crossing over the yards across the street from us. And Coco and Sydney, they're just staring out the window. What in the world?
Yes. Who are these people? And I think I think Walmart is eventually going to train deer to deliver packages to our homes. Like you'll place an order online, it'll go to a deer, and they won't even use carriages. They'll just either hang them on antlers, hang those blue bags on their antlers, or grab them in their teeth, and you know all your stuff will be there. It'll work out.
And they just work for corn.
Yeah, they work for corn. I could see it. It's all going to happen. I don't think the low temperatures are getting to me. Let's see, putty. Charlie added the clue putty. That is a good clue.
Yes. And I was going to add Jack.
Yes, Jack. In fact, I was going to make Jack one of the original clues, and I thought that might have given it away, but it's actually a really good one. What did you end up getting?
Knife.
Knife it is. And there were actually quite a few. Butter, butcher, carving came in. Trying to find the list here. A lot of folks had other words. Oh, here, protector was guessed by Trish. Does that work? Pocket protector, pen protector, and butter protector. Could be.
Well, you got to protect your butter.
You must protect your butter. it'd be like on the pat of butter, you would have one of those little pieces of paper on it, or the what you would keep the butter in the refrigerator. Let's see. Gail has boning and cheese knife and utility knife. And I know that Tommy had a bunch. I'm just looking for his
Army.
What was that one?
Army.
Oh, Army is great. An Army knife, like a Swiss Army knife. And
Matha.
In fact, that was one of his. Oh, and he had boning bread pairing chefs and Matha. So that's a lot of knives to think about. Well, well done. Stay warm. And
and steak.
Oh, steak. Of course. Steak is perfect.
Yeah.
Ooh, how did we miss that? And bagel. There is such a thing as a bagel knife for cutting cutting bagels.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I just glanced over at our little knife block and it's
yes, that's right. You've got the visual clues that you can use. Well done. Take care.
All right. Well, you stay warm.
I shall do so. Take care. And thank you if you came out with knife, a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. Shorter. And congrats again. If you knew we were looking for knife, Saturday Light Brigade birthdays are coming up next. If you are celebrating today or in the week ahead, feel free to call to let us know about a birthday in your family. I know of one in mine. Just let us know 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
Once again, old rattlesnake is rattling.
Davis here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And there's a springtime feeling in my heart. It's birthday time. Could be that somebody sent your birthday to us. Happy birthday today to Sam of Mount Lebanon, Sarah from your mom and dad of Friendship, Diane. Also, happy birthday to Bryce of Lexington, Kentucky, from mom and dad, Vaughn and Eva. Celestina of Mineral Ridge, Ohio, from your mom and dad and your brothers, Brock, Andre, and Connor, your grandparents, Sandy and Paul, and from Ricky and me. Happy birthday also today to Paul of Williamsport, from mom, Mary. Also Chuck and brother Mark. Happy birthday today to Xander of Baden, from mom, dad, and Tobias. And to Sam of Point Breeze, from Sarah and Lou. Tomorrow we have Jacob of Edgewood, from mom and dad and Nathan. Monica of Homer City. Nick and Cheswick, from Grandpap and Grandma. Craig and Marcia of Cheswick. Amy of Dublin, Ohio, from Rick and Stephen. Doug from Terrellin, Russell of McKees Rocks, from wife Carol, and Madeline from your mom and dad, and sister Emily, and brother David. So many birthdays, including Michael of Cranberry, from mom, dad, and Andrew on the 26th. Chase of Swissvale, from mom and dad. Michael of Silva, North Carolina. Linda of Pleasant Hills, from Anthony and Taylor. Katie in Mount Lebanon, from sister Joanna, as well as mom Carolyn, Doug, Gabe, and Sam. Also on the 26th, we have happy birthday to Madison of Plum, from dad and Danny, and Ray of Cranberry, from her dad John, mom Carol, and sister Quay. On January 27th, happy birthday to Randy of Randyland, Sophia of Plum, Laura of Squirrel Hill, from your husband Alan and daughter Elizabeth, Joseph Kukula, from your friends here at SLB, Joseph of Newcastle, for Mimi and Sammy, Christina of Squirrel Hill, for mom Judy, and Garcia of Ingram, for mom Brenda and grandma Phyllis. On the 28th, Cora Jane Korkowski, listening in Stuttgart, Germany, from dad Philip, mom Lisa, brothers James, Jude, and Seth, and grandparents John and Addie in Easter. Cora will be 12 on January 28th. A birthday very special to me because Ricky celebrates on the 28th of January as well. So does Abdullah of Brookline and Ron of Portersville. Happy birthday to Ron from Carol and Zoe. On the 29th, Gina, happy birthday to you from Flynn, Zadua, and Anthony. Alexis of McKeesport, from your mom. Megan of Southold, New York, from sisters Kirsten and Susanna, and mom Penny, the girls, and dad Pete, the boy. Quinn,